So yeah, firstly, thank you for sending the book in to us. I had a look before. It's really impressive. When did the idea for the book begin?
It was actually early last year. It wasn't my idea, it was the publisher's idea. The publisher's actually approached Matt Roberts, who obviously does a lot of presenting for TT Live and ITV4. They approached Matt about February last year. Matt basically turned around and said, it's not for me, I'm not the right person, and put my name forward. And then, yeah, just agreed everything with the publishers and went from there. So kind of end of March, I started working on it.
Oh, wow. So what goes into writing a book like that in what to me kind of feels like a short amount of time?
Yeah, it was. So it was the end of March, kind of finished everything by mid-November. I've been coming to the TT since 1978, so it's in my family genes, for want of a better description. My dad first went in 1962. My mum did her 50th year in 2018. So motorbikes, TT, British Championships is just what we always did as a family. So my knowledge base was already strong. And then obviously we agreed with the publishers what the format would take, and obviously it's quite split up into quite a lot of sections, so it's just a question of just chipping away at the sections really over that course of time. And then obviously on top of all that, actually choosing which photos to go in the book as well. So yeah, it was a lot of work, but yeah, just chipped away at it really. And I've done books before. I've been a freelance journalist within the motorbike racing world for over 20 years now. This was my fifth book. So yeah, you just get well versed and well practiced on these things really in that. So but then obviously there's a lot of rework, revision, just obviously making sure it's as strong as it possibly can be and as best as it possibly can be, and that I was happy with every section as well.
Yeah, and obviously it's the whole history of the TT, isn't it? So was it difficult finding information from the early years, or was that all readily available to you?
So my own personal knowledge base is pretty strong from the 50s onwards. Like I say, my dad first did the TT in 1962. So when I was a kid, I was always badgering my dad and asking him what happened this year and what happened then. So kind of the early days, I suppose 1907 to 1939 was the bit I had to research the most. But again, with being involved in the sport for as long as what I have, I've got lots of books around the house and things like that. So I had lots of reference material already to hand, although it's only when you do these things that you learn more about certain things. So there's certainly aspects of the TT in the early years which I wasn't aware of. That was the main areas of research really that I had to do. But the rest of it, I'd got quite a lot of retention in my brain already.
Yeah, I'm sure. So as those early years were the bits that you had to do the research for, then really, what in those years stood out to you the most as, oh, that's quite interesting, I didn't know that before?
So there's two things really. I mean, I've obviously been well aware that the TT moved to the mountain course in 1911. I always thought the mountain course as we know today was what was used in 1911, but it wasn't until 1920 that that actually got used. The first years of the mountain course, they turn right at Cronkney Mona down to St Ninian. So the whole signpost, Nook, Governor's Bridge wasn't used in the first few years of the mountain course, which I just took it for granted that it was there from 1911. And then I suppose the other thing was that when it did move to the mountain course, there was quite significant pushback from some locals, and the TT in its entirety almost moved into mainland Europe. So obviously if that had happened, the TT as we know it today would never have existed. It had been in Belgium or France or somewhere like that. So yeah, that was a bit of an eye-opener.
And throughout the TT as well, you say it's a family thing for you. You've been following it for such a long time. What is it about the TT from a personal point of view which just connects with you?
Well, I'll say, I mean, it was always our family holiday growing up
Mm.
when I was like a little kid. And me and my sister were always, like I say, whether it was the TT or the British Championship stuff we were going to. I think for me, just the uniqueness of the event, it's the only event that I go to that's a time trial, for example, the riders starting off in what well, used to be in pairs and now individually. So you've got that element, you've got the length of the course, you've got the topography of the course, you've got the history of the event, just everything coming together just to make it such a special and unique event. And I always said to people, if it was only ever one meeting I'd go to in the year, it would always be the TT, just because it is so unique and special, and there's so much history involved in it. And obviously that's part of the, one of the big factors in the book is, telling that history, because without that history, we wouldn't have the TT. So yeah, obviously the Manx population and the island itself, it's just, the island special, the event special, and the whole community within the sport is special. There's so many factors and boxes that are ticked from being involved in motorbike racing, and especially the TT, that, like I say, those boxes are ticked for me.
I saw that the book is split into five chapters. Would you say that split by the different eras, I guess, or what was the reasoning behind those five chapters, or was that again the publisher?
It was a publisher's idea. I mean, you could have split it out even further if you wanted it by decade. I mean, obviously it's chronological history, so it has to be in order. So the telling the story of the races year by year forms the main body of the book, but then interspersed throughout the book is all your rider profiles. So some of the greats from over the course of time, whether it's British or overseas riders, competitors. There's so many little nuggets of, we've got a lap of the course with Peter Hickman. So getting that variety throughout the book was, so that it wasn't just the, the history from 1907 to 1914. We were telling all the stories along the way as well. How the course is run, what an old bike looked like, how it compares to a modern day bike. There's so many bits you can, it's the ultimate coffee table book in my view, where you can pick it up and just pick flick through and read sections at a time. If you want to read the history, you can start with that. If you want to just read the rider profiles, you can start with that. If you want to read how the 12-month organisation cycle goes, you can read that. Like I say, if you want to read a lap of the course of Hickey, you can go straight to that. There's just so many kind of elements to it that you can get stuck into.
And you sort of alluded to it there. Who would you say this book is for?
I think it caters for everyone, perfect, to be perfectly honest. I think it caters for those people who have been visiting the Isle of Man for a long time, who obviously some will already know some elements of the history, but not all of it. And even those that have been going for a long time, there'll be elements that they won't have necessarily known. Like I say, the lap of the course with Peter Hickman's an eye-opener. Then equally, I think it appeals as much to, the people who've only been coming to the event for 1, 2 years, or even first timers. So, a lot of first timers will see it on the TV, but they don't recognise or appreciate, the how long the event's been going on for, what the event entails, the fact it was part of the World Championship, for example. There's so much in the book which, like I say, whether you're an avid TT fan or a first timer to the TT fan, I think it caters for everyone.
Yeah. Is there anything else in the book you would like to add?
What, me personally, in terms of any other sections or
Yeah, and anything you want to mention about it?
No, I guess the main thing is, like I say, it's, I mean, one of the main things is, as much as there's the text in there as well, I mean, I think it's 70,000 words in total, there's 250 photographs in there. And one of the main things we were looking for when we were doing the photos was to try and get as many unseen photos as possible in there. So certainly some of the old stuff that the publisher, because it's HarperCollins, so one of the biggest publishers in the UK, they've got access to some absolutely amazing archives of the likes of Getty and Shutterstock, etc., like that. So some of the old images that are in there are just absolutely mind-blowing, really, to be perfectly honest. And even the modern day photos that we've got in there, I mean, obviously with social media these days, a lot of vantage points, you can see every single photo of every single vantage point. So we didn't always necessarily go for the classic shot of Guthrie's, for example, with Ramsay in the background. We've got one of those in, but we've also got one from further up the road where it's just a slightly different angle. So getting unseen photos in there, I mean, there's almost 20 of my dad's photographs in there. My dad was only an amateur photographer, but preserved all his images from the 80s really well. John Watterson, who's obviously all the Manx population will know, contributed greatly as well. So yeah, we had a lot of ingredients go in there. So I think that was, that to me is a big plus point. And out of all the people that have seen it so far, because obviously some of the press have received copies already, the feedback's been very positive in terms of, and the other thing is it's just a really, really well put together book. They've, again, you'd expect it from a publisher of that size and scale, but it's a quality product, right? Even the paper content, paper feels really nice, and the layout and format's really nice, and real good sturdy coffee table book.
Yeah, it really, really is. On the photos, I guess, as well. Was that one of the most enjoyable parts of putting the book together for you, or what would you say was?
It was certainly one of the most enjoyable. It was certainly one of the most difficult as well. Because, we had so many, we had a lot of images to choose from, and then trying to pick and choose again, variety was the main theme in that. We didn't want to get the same rider in too many times and get in different places, although that in itself was difficult because obviously the old days, there wasn't the transportation to take people around the course like there is now. So, it was a lot of the old days, people were just going to the same places near to the grandstand essentially. So yeah, that was really enjoyable. I enjoyed the whole lot, to be honest. Because the book's got so many different sections, I could, concentrating on the rider profiles was really interesting. Again, I've got a lot of knowledge about all the riders anyway, but just, writing that was great. But then just, spending one evening doing 5 years, leaving it for a bit, and then coming back and doing another 5 years. So yeah, that was, I think it was all enjoyable. Like I said, it was a challenge. It's a 8 month, 7, 8 month project, but a challenge that once I got to the end, and it's one thing seeing it in a PDF and compared to seeing it in an actual book. One thing that I'm really proud of how it's turned out in terms of like the quality and the content as well.
And you mentioned the lap with Peter Hickman. So was that you spoke to him about that, I'm guessing?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, like I say, I've been involved in the sport for over 20
Yeah.
years, so I've worked closely with all the riders for a long, long time. So obviously John McGuinness has written the foreword. I've done John's personal press releases since 2004, and Peter Hickman since he joined Smith's Racing in 2017. I've initially did the press for Smith's Racing and more latterly 810 Racing. So again, just someone who I know really well. So yeah, it was just a question of sitting down with Hickey and going through it. And again, even that, we didn't want to make that just I go into this corner and it's fifth gear, and then I'm in that corner and it's third gear. It wasn't, we didn't want to do it like that. It's more kind of, I suppose you could say it's a bit more general, but it's, things about where you've got to be careful of the road surface here, or this is where I have a pit board, or this is a difficult corner, just kind of that angle really in that. So I mean, you could write a book in itself about a lap of the court TT course, never mind just the kind of 1500 2000 words that we got assigned to that kind of thing. So yeah, it's just, yeah, worked with Hickey on doing that. And again, he's got the lap, sorry, I was just going to say the lap of the course has got a lot of data with it. Just again, work with his data engineer, Pete Clifford, to get all that information in there again, which is a bit of an eye opener in itself.
And was that a challenge getting a lap of the course onto paper? Because obviously it's something that's quite a visual thing, isn't it? That you kind of sometimes you feel like you have to see the lap of the course. So was that a challenge trying to put that onto the page?
Not entirely, no, because it's something I've done before, albeit on a smaller scale. I've done it on lots of short circuits, doing a lap of the course with riders, done a lap of the course on Northwest 200 program as well. So, I mean, the biggest challenge of doing these things is hitting your word count, because, like I say, you can write so much about these things because you write something and you kind of go, well, that's really interesting, so I can't leave that out, or that's something people won't know, so I can't leave that out. And then before you know it, you're like 2000 words over your limit and stuff. So trying to be selective and streamlined to hit your numbers is that's the most challenging bit, not the actual content or itself.
Yeah, amazing. You mentioned it in the email, but where can people find your book?
So it's on sale in all good book outlets. It's on Amazon currently. Well, I've been on Amazon for pre-order since beginning of January. So it's available on Amazon, Waterstones, WH Smith's, Blackwell's, loads of places basically and stuff. If you just literally put in Phil Way in Isle of Man TT, you'll get it there. But like I say, Amazon's obviously one of the main places where people go to for their books now and stuff. So it's in all the main charts, motorcycle racing charts, motorcycling history. It's on in all the charts in being featured on Amazon quite heavily. Obviously, it'll be available on all the bookshops on the Isle of Man as well, along the Strand. We're hopefully going to have some on sale and a couple of stands in the paddock during TT Fortnight. There's going to be various adverts in various places for it as well. Ronald's Way Airport, for example, is another place where it's going to be advertised. So it's going to be all over. And hence why, TT's obviously last week of May, beginning of June, hence the release date of end of April. It's perfect timing for that.
Amazing. Well, obviously the TT is a month away, so I'm assuming you're going to be coming over.
Yes, full 2 weeks. Working to for the full 2 week duration as well for the various people, primarily the government itself. I've been part of Paul Phillips' team since 2007, so I'll be doing a lot of work, writing work there, and also work part alongside a couple of the TV guys as well. So be flat out for 2 weeks.
Amazing. Well, thank you very much for taking the time.